A show of bipartisanship. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The U.S. Senate just passing a bill aimed at reforming workplace law so victims of sexual harassment and assault could go straight to court instead of arbitration.
All of us have heard the searing testimonies of those who have faced harassment or abuse at work, only to discover their jobs offered precious little in accountability.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking in favor of the Ending Forced Arbitration Act this morning, first proposed in 2017 after the Me Too movement. It won broad support in the House this week, now heads to President Biden's desk. The White House keeping a wary eye on inflation.
When it comes to gas, when it comes to computer chips, when it comes to the ports, when it comes to trucks, we are pressing as robust an agenda as we can from the White House to help unsnarl the supply chain.
One of the president's economic advisors, Jared Bernstein, after today's report showing inflation at a 40-year high, up more than expected in January. The ongoing trucker protest in Canada over COVID restrictions is affecting auto production in the U.S.
The Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor virtually shut down to traffic and hundreds of millions of dollars in daily commerce by a trucker blockade, leading to shortened shifts and shutdowns for Detroit's big three automakers. And while Windsor Mayor Drew Dilkins says the protests won't last long, he cautions calls to remove truckers by force.
Such action may inflame the situation and certainly cause more folks to come here and add to the protest.
Truckers who shut down other border crossings in cities, including Ottawa, the nation's capital, say the goal of their peaceful protest is simple: remove all lockdowns, COVID mandates, and bring freedoms back. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, so far, not budging.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Homeland Security officials warning state and local law enforcement agencies truckers could launch a convoy protest in the U.S. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A plan to give tens of thousands of sex abuse victims compensation takes a step closer to completion.
The Boy Scouts of America has won backing for a landmark sex abuse compensation plan from a long-standing holdout, the official committee representing more than 82,000 individual claimants. The deal offers a pathway out of bankruptcy to the youth organization and roughly $2.7 billion for abuse victims. The group filed for bankruptcy in 2020 after being hit by a flood of sexual abuse lawsuits when several states passed laws letting accusers sue over allegations dating back several decades. A bankruptcy judge would need to sign off on the settlement. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Britain's Prince Charles tests positive for COVID, his second round after having it early in the pandemic. He did meet recently with his mother, Queen Elizabeth, who reportedly is not showing any symptoms. A gold rush for Team USA.
Over a span of just more than 24 hours, the United States has won its first four gold medals of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. The run began with Lindsay Jacob Ellis in snowboard cross. It continued with snowboarder Chloe Kim, who won gold for the second straight Winter Olympics in the half pipe. Chloe Kim, the first woman to win two gold medals in this event. For the first time since the 2010 Winter Games in Vancouver, the United States won a gold medal in men's individual figure skating. Nathan Chen finished 22 points ahead of the silver medalist as he landed all five of his quad jumps. He performed a near-flawless free skate to the music of Elton John. The United States won a gold medal in the inaugural freestyle skiing mixed team aerials. That's 4 gold medals so far for the United States, 10 medals in all, 2 behind Norway, Austria, and Canada.
Fox's Jared Max. Stocks have been fluctuating after an early sell-off on the inflation report. Right now, the Dow's back down 108 points as oil prices top $91 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.